Yes, sir. Just hold on for a moment. The Honorable Mr. Rui Kiwanis will be conducting your hearing, sir. So just hold on to the phone.
Sir, can you state your name?
Pardon me.
Sir, can you state your name and ADC number for the record?
My name is Christopher Mark Everett Rogers, 216-906.
Thank you, sir. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is about the three alleged violations listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on November 19th, 2018. Is that correct, Mr. Rogers?
Correct.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Seeing no attorney, are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you can see on your video conference screen, I'll begin with the board members on the opposite side of the bench working toward me. On the other end, we have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. Coming toward me, we have the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. At the center of the bench, we have our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. Next to me is Honorable Mr. David Neal. And my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for this hearing. Also present in the room is our Community Corrections Hearings Officer, Mr. Turner, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Thank you, sir. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Rogers and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Rogers, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. When I read the allegations to you, you need to respond whether it is true, false, or you wish to remain silent. The reason why we're giving you the third choice of pleading the fifth or remaining silent is because on the warrant there is a notation that you have a police departmental report number indicating that you may have a separate charge in the criminal justice system independent of this DOC warrant. These hearings are recorded and can be subpoenaed by officers of the court, pardon me. So in the interest of your rights, again, we give you the choice to respond whether it is true, false, or you wish to remain silent. If you believe the allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections, and we can talk about that. But keep in mind the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
I do.
Thank you. I'll begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in a criminal razor company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number five, as demonstrated by you driving a vehicle without a valid driver's license in the area of 4593 North Robert Road, Yavapai County, Arizona, on or about October 17, 2018. Mr. Rogers, is this true, false, true, false, or do you wish to remain silent?
It's true.
Thank you, sir. Allegation number two, violation of condition number five, was demonstrated by your possession of a device commonly used to facilitate the use of illegal drugs. It says illegally drugs. I will say that I think that's a spelling error. The use of illegal drugs in the area of 4593 North Robert Road, Yavapai County, Arizona, on or about October 17, 2018. Mr. Rogers, is that true, false, or do you wish to remain silent?
It's false, but I mean, the vehicle that I was pulled over in was not mine. I guess they found it.
Okay, sir, if you're going to state false, which is perfectly within your right, we hear the further allegation from our community corrections officer, and then we talk about it afterwards.
Okay.
And we're short in discussing that allegation during the first phase. I'm just explaining the process. And you'll have a chance to speak, okay? Allegation number three, violation of condition number five, as demonstrated by you claiming to be someone else in the area of 4593 North Robert Road, Yavapai County, Arizona, on or about October 17, 2018. Again, Mr. Rogers, is this true, false, or do you wish to remain silent?
That is true.
Okay. Now, based on your submission of false for allegation number two, we're going to take further testimony from our community corrections officer, and we'll come back to you for shortly for a few questions, and then we're going to vote on the first phase of this hearing. Okay, sir?
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Turner.
I'm reading number two.
Yes, sir.
Allegation number two. Department of Public Safety Detective Donaldson, 7729, reported the following. On 10-17-2018, at approximately 1703 hours, Detective Donaldson and Prescott Valley Police Officer Smith, number 123, conducted a traffic stop in the area of 4593 North Robert Road, Prescott Valley, Arizona, on a red Ford Explorer for failing to signal when turning left. The driver, later identified as offender Rogers, informed the detective that he did not have any identification with him. The driver identified himself as Christopher Everett Rogers with a date of birth of 10-3-1973. The passenger was identified as Corey Crane by his driver's license. During the stop, Prescott Valley Police K-9 Officer Hines, number 58, arrived. Officer Hines conducted a free air sniff on the vehicle. Officer Hines informed Detective Donaldson that his K-9 positively alerted on the vehicle. Both Rogers and Crane were then detained during a probable cause search. But Detective Donaldson located an Arizona identification card in the offender's front left pocket. The Arizona identification card identified the driver as Christopher Mark Everett Rogers with a date of birth of 9-23-1973. A check of offender Rogers' current personal information revealed offender Rogers' license was suspended, revoked. During probable cause search of the vehicle, offender Hines and Officer Hines and Officer Smith located a plastic bag containing a white residue in the seat back of the driver's seat. Offender Rogers was arrested and booked into the Yavapai County Jail for possession of drug paraphernalia felony.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. Back to you, Mr. Rogers. Again, we're only in the first phase of this hearing, so this is a short questioning. But what is false about allegation number two?
The vehicle that I was in, I was in for 2 minutes, never been in it before in my life. And there's just no possible way that a dog is going to detect a baggie with a slight little tiny bit of residue from outside of the car. That's just impossible. Anyway, that's it.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to go ahead and make a motion to pass this hearing from phase one to phase two, and again, you will have a chance to speak to the board in detail should we pass this hearing to phase two. But for now, I'm going to make the motion, and that is based on Mr. Rogers' admissions for allegations one and three, as well as information provided to us in warrant number 2018W3099 for allegation number two. I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in a criminal ways or a company. Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed upon by the Honorable Dr. Wright, the Honorable Mr. Johnson, and the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. Just 1 second. Okay, Mr. Rogers, we're going to continue with the second phase of your hearing, and it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by, as we are going to receive additional background information about this case from our community corrections officer. So if you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions, and as I stated, you'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, sir?
All right.
Thank you, Mr. Rogers. Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Rogers was released from ADC custody on 3-5-2018 and arrested on 10-17-2018 by Arizona Department of Public Safety on new felony charges of criminal impersonation, possession of drug paraphernalia, driving with a license revoked. He is returned to ADC custody on 10/26/2018 with a CSED of 2/2/2019, 0 abscond days. Current conviction, 2016, criminal trespassing, first degree, 6 months. 2016, commitment D, count 1, narcotic drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 2005, unlawful use means of transportation, 1 year, 6 months. 2008, unlawful use means of transportation, 1 year, 6 months. This is his third term in ADC with a CUIR score of 2-1, mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 2. No STG information is noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2007, TIS release, completed 5 months. 2009, TIS release, completed 5 months. Disciplinary is minimal. Other arrest, 2016, narcotic drug violation, Arizona felony conviction, probation. He has a GB score of G1B3. Status of charges, as of December 6th, per the sentencing documents, the offender is guilty of criminal impersonation, class 6 felony, possession of drug paraphernalia, class 6 felony, driving while license suspended, revoked, canceled, or refused, or in violation of license restriction, class 1 misdemeanor. The offender was sentenced to 3 years intensive probation.
Okay, back to you, Mr. Rogers. I have to admit, this is a kind of a unique hearing in that usually when we go through that first phase, the charges are pending or have been completed. In many cases, you know, the charges have been dropped or there's been an additional felony conviction in which there's more prison time, but it looks like that this case was already adjudicated and you have 3 years of probation, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections in March of 2018 and released to your pre-approved residence located at 4408 North Aguafria Drive in Prescott Valley, Arizona. This was your last approved residence, and if I'm not mistaken, this case doesn't involve you absconding. So was that your last residence before you were arrested?
Correct.
Thank you, sir. Were you able to find employment at all while you were on community supervision?
I actually have started a business. I'm AWS certified master rubber fabricator, which who knows what will be happening with it now, but I would like to continue doing that.
Well, sir, you are reminded that regardless of how this board votes today, your sentence is due to end on February 2nd, 2019, which is less than 3 months away. This is not to say that we've made a decision, but your final sentencing date is not too far in the future. So I certainly wish you the best in your ongoing business prospects. We have programming notes that you will refer to the task color code system for random year analysis with a color code olive. You submitted negative for drug urine samples in March, April, May, and June 2018. You failed to submit urine samples on May 11, 2018, June 19, 2018, August 6, 2018, September 25, 2018, and October 1, 2018.
That was due to complications in travel. I didn't have a way to get there. It's all the way in Prescott. I live in Prescott Valley. I just had no way to get there. I was in communication with my parole officer the whole time on that.
Okay, sir. We appreciate that. You had a voided urine sample on, it says avoided urine sample on July 6, 2018. You were directed to attend and complete SAGE counseling after your release. You completed that counseling on June 7, 2018, which we commend you for. We have sanctions notes that on July 3rd, 2018. You were sanctioned again for your failure to submit a urine test on June 19 and June 27, 2018. You were required to write a one-page essay on how to avoid failing to submit a urine test, thus indicating that you were in communication with your parole officer. So, I think it goes without saying that there was already a conviction for that which resulted in you being violated under your conditions of supervision. You have 3 years of probation. Did you have any, so it looks like that you were, at least had a lot of negative drug tests. Did you have any ongoing issues with drugs or alcohol while you were in community supervision?
No, I do not. I was never dirty even once.
And let me ask a question real quick of our community corrections officer. Mr. Turner?
Yes, sir.
I think I wrote my notes a little quickly when you stated that his status was that he received 3 years of probation. What were those charges again? What was the ultimate conviction?
All right. As of December 6th, per the sentencing documents, the offender is guilty of criminal impersonation, class 6 felony, possession of drug paraphernalia, class 6 felony, driving while license suspended, revoked, canceled, or refused, or in violation of license restrictions, class 1 misdemeanor, and he was sentenced to 3 years of intensive probation.
Okay, so some of those are felonies, right?
Yes, the criminal impersonation is a class 6 felony, and the possession of drug paraphernalia was a class 6 felony.
Yeah, just pardon me. I know you stated it, but for some reason it was kind of like a run-on sentence to me. Okay, I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. I have no questions for my fellow board members. Mr. Rogers, you're getting very close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before going into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing, and I certainly didn't mean to cut you off during the first phase so quickly. So if there's anything else that you feel is important for us to know or understand before we go into discussion and vote on this case, now is the time.
Yeah, basically, I was just saying that, you know, the whole thing, I didn't possess anything. What was in the vehicle before me, I didn't know about. I just lost my daughter, her mother, and my father to a drunk driver, and that's why I was driving the vehicle. I was trying to get, I wanted to go to the funeral, and I... You know, anyway, that's the whole thing. I wasn't possessing drugs. I wasn't running from anything. I just lost the 3 closest people to me in my life, and I wanted to go to the funeral, and that's the entire reason I was driving. So, that's that.
Well, thank you, Mr. Rogers, and please accept our condolences. That sounds very tragic. We hope that your family's recovering, and the board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, but is the board discussing the case amongst itself under the open meeting laws of Arizona? So if you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Just 1 second. For the board members, board is now in discussion. I certainly heard what Mr. Rogers had to share with us. To put it bluntly, we have to make some tough decisions on behalf of the people of Arizona. And the charges that resulted in Mr. Rogers having his community supervision I won't say revoked, that's what we're here for, but, and being arrested, pardon me, under, while on community supervision, did come to fruition inside the department, in the criminal justice system. And he already received probation. So I am not finding him a suitable candidate for returning him to community supervision. If my math is correct, it looks like he has about 53 days left before he's done with his prison sentence. But that's where we begin the discussion. And therefore, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is based on the information provided to us in warrant number 2018-W3099. Our discussion with Mr. Rogers, with those information provided by the Department of Corrections, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Rogers was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision and had lapsed or is about to lapse in a criminal ledger company. I'm going to read that again just to make sure that it was clear for Mr. Rogers. Based on the information provided to us in warrant number 2018-W3099, our discussion with Mr. Rogers, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Rogers was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision and had lapsed or is about to lapse in a criminal ledger company, inasmuch that he was in fact arrested, charged, and received probation on these violations, and that is my motion.
Second. Agreed.
Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed upon by the Honorable Dr. Wright, the Honorable Mr. Johnson, and the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. Okay, Mr. Rogers, your supervision has been revoked, but you will be released on or about February 2nd, 2019. We encourage you to take advantage of these last weeks to put together a plan for your return to the community. It sounds like you have the support of your family and business plans, so we wish you a safe and productive return to the community at the beginning of February. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place. And Mr. Rogers, thank you for appearing for the board today.